To get a better sense of the status of the terrorist threat from Yemen and U.S. efforts to address it, we turn now to Richard Fontaine. He is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with a little background on conditions in Yemen. This is a country of 22 million people. More than a third of them are unemployed. We've reported on water shortages there. Oil revenues are down. What does this mean for Yemen?
It means that the country is spiraling toward potential catastrophe. Population will probably double in the next decade or two, and it's already the Arab world's poorest country, and it's about to run out of oil in the next few years. And currently, 85% of the government's revenue comes from oil taxes, and there's no plan for what to do after the oil does run out.
Part of the U.S. response to concerns about what might happen there is to provide some military aid. What is the United States trying to do?
Well, all of a sudden, it's become clear to a lot of policymakers in Washington that the situation in Yemen poses a threat to U.S. national security interests, both in the region and potentially globally as well. Back in 2003 and in 2004, there was a sense that al-Qaeda in Yemen had been defeated by the Yemeni government along with U.S. government support, and resources were shifted to other parts of the world. Now, given the uptick in attacks in Yemen, the strengthened rhetoric and seeming force of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, now Washington wants to get back into the game of trying to prevent al-Qaeda from getting a bigger foothold in Yemen.
The United States government has cooperated in airstrikes against al-Qaeda. What is this about? Is the U.S. trying to be a partner with the Yemenis in fighting terrorism? Would they be a partner we could trust?
There are certainly elements in the Yemeni government that we can work with. In 2002, the United States launched a drone strike in Yemen, which took out some al-Qaeda operatives. That was reportedly in cooperation with the government of Yemen. So this is not an entirely new phenomenon, but obviously in the last few weeks, this has really stepped up with two major airstrikes that have been launched, one on December 17th and a second one on Christmas Eve, just a day before the attempted bombing of the U.S. airliner.
What about the possibility that al-Qaeda wants to retaliate?
Well, they've said as much. They've said that they want to retaliate for these airstrikes, and I think that we should very much expect al-Qaeda to try to launch some sort of visible reaction to the attacks on their sites. Now, whether that's in Yemen or somewhere else, we just can't say.
What exactly does al-Qaeda have in Yemen? I mean, what do we know about al-Qaeda cells, al-Qaeda activities?
Part of this is unknown, but the estimates of the number of al-Qaeda fighters present in Yemen range from on the low end 100 to Yemeni officials have suggested maybe 1,000, with many more sympathizers around Yemen that would give them safe haven. So the U.S. interest is obviously preventing an attack on the United States, but also on its interests in Yemen. And to the extent that al-Qaeda begins to take on the government of Yemen directly, then that could foment instability in Yemen that could radiate throughout the region. And so we have an interest in preventing yet another failed state in that part of the world.
Richard Fontaine, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Richard Fontaine is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security here in Washington.